The DC Public Health Lab talked to CNN a bit about how the CDC gets the estimates. I want people to take a listen.
The swabs and samples that are collected in a doctor's office or a hospital would, each week, they send us representative samples, positive samples. Not only do we do testing on our own, but our results get directly transmitted electronically. As soon as we result out our results, they go directly to, transmitted directly to the Centers for Disease Control. And then they use that information to add it to the national trends.
So, Dr. Shah, cases are showing up positive for a new flu variant. People have probably seen some videos on this. It's called subclade K. If you got a flu shot, would your vaccination work for the new variant?
That's a great question. It's a question I get asked all the time. It depends a little bit on what you mean by work. It's probably not going to do a great job of protecting you against infection against the new variant, but it will do a good job of preventing you from getting seriously ill. So this year, that mismatch means that the effectiveness against infection is probably only about 30, 40%. Look, you still get about a third a lower chance of getting infected, but where the benefit of the vaccine is clear isn't preventing ER visits, hospitalizations, and obviously the thing we care most about, which is deaths.